for my good project. My cousin Michael Leonard was murdered by the RUC on the 17th of May 1973. He was killed just as he was about to cross the border from Fermanagh into County Donegal, where he lived with his parents. He'd been at a shop in Fermanagh to buy some groceries for his mother. He was followed in his car by the RUC Land Rover, and they fired a number of shots and killed him. He was 23 years of age. The RUC and the British Army afterwards concocted stories, told lies, just as they did about your loved ones in Ballymurphy, to justify their murder of Michael. At the inquest, they had a news story that he was shot accidentally by an RUC man whose gun shook when the Land Rover hit a bump on the road. All lies, and only for Kieran McCart's research in Kew Library, we probably wouldn't have known or got any further with finding the truth, because he discovered the secret documents of the British Army and the RUC in Kew. Michael Leonard was one of many nationalists and Republicans killed as a result of Frank Kitson's instructions on how to put down a citizen's rebellion or a movement for justice. That Kitson's idea was to kill Irish citizens in order to intimidate the whole community. His strategy was approved of by the British Prime Minister and the British government at the time, and carried out by the British Army and the RUC and the Loyalist death squads. When we understand this, we can better understand why the British are reluctant to lift the lid of the past. We can also better understand the importance of ensuring that this lid is lifted and opened. The Ballymurphy families are an inspiration to us, to me, and to all of us. They have given us a template for how to take on the British. They have worked, and you have worked, so hard to make your case known across the world, using all media at your disposal, plays and films and protest. And you've encouraged others like us to seek the truth and justice. I applaud you today for what you're doing and the example you've given us. Thank you, Ballymurphy, for your support. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak here today about my late cousin, Michael Leonard, shot dead on the 17th of May, 1973, on the Fermanagh-Donegal border. God bless Michael.